there. We didn't see you. I am Stephanie.
And I'm Brooke.
And we are Sternly Speaking with the Stern Team.
Welcome to our podcast. So we might as well jump right into it.
Yeah.
Thank you for the introduction. Yeah, I wanted today to be a little bit more organic and just kind of an introduction into what Sternly Speaking will be, the topics that we'll cover, who we are.
Yeah.
Who even are we?
We don't know.
I don't know. We'll figure that out along the way. But yeah, so when I say that I wanted it to be a little bit more off the cuff, organic, I mean that I did not prepare at all. So
perfect.
We will.
This is going to go great. This is actually a formula for success.
Yes. Yeah.
Zero preparation.
Don't prepare. Don't have any expectations. No goals. No plans. Goals.
We're going to see this where we're going to see where this takes us, leads us,
yeah.
Guides us.
There you go.
Hey, here we go.
So, but yeah, so first question, we covered it. You are Steph. I'm Brooke. We're with the Stern Team. What is the Stern Team?
So we are a real estate team across the Wasatch Front here in Utah. So we're with Omada Real Estate. We actually started this brokerage just a couple months ago.
Yeah, yeah. It started November 1st.
November of 2024.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was last year.
It was last year.
Oh, my goodness.
We're a baby brokerage right now.
But the team has had...
The team has been around for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And so we have grown and established and just felt like we could service all of our clients on a higher level by starting our own brokerage. And so that was the next logical step for our team.
Cool. Yeah, because that's what I always tell people when they ask who I work for and like what brokerage I work for. Like, well, Omada Real Estate, it's a new brokerage, but the team has been around for...
Correct.
Yeah, 20 plus years.
Yep.
So, sweet.
Ages.
You guys are old.
We are old.
No.
There's a portion of the team that...
The elders.
Yeah. And then the younger generation.
And I feel like we'll get into that on a different episode, just who's on the team. I would love to introduce... a bunch of different team members and agents. That's the team, Omada Real Estate. Who are you?
So I am one of the top listing agents on our team. I started with the Stern team about 4.5 years ago. So I'm halfway through my fifth year with the team. I was an agent for a couple of years prior to that and had built a pretty successful solo business, but was looking for a way to level up my business, but be able to still be a mom. I have three kids, and being at their practices and their performance and their games and all of that is still really, it's my number one priority. Mm-hmm. Work will never replace that part. And so it was either build on my own, which I sacrificed my family time in order to do so, or come to the Stern team and level up and leverage out building my business to the next level and still being with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously I chose the latter, came to the Stern team, and have stayed ever since and started helping to grow the team.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So you do... a lot of recruiting on the team?
Yeah, I do. I'm not quite as heavy into the recruiting as some of the other agents are on our team, but I do a lot of the coaching. So I help the new agents, you know, get up off the ground.
Yeah.
Keep their businesses running, things like that.
Amazing. And you feel like you've found that balance between family and in your career with the Stern team.
Yep. Amazing. In the 4.5 years I've been here, I have not missed a game. I've not missed a performance, and I doubled my business.
That's awesome. Wow, those are really, like, tangible, like, what is the word that I'm looking for?
Successes? I don't know.
Yeah, like, milestones that you've hit. That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. I haven't gone to any of my kids' games. I don't have any kids.
In the future.
I won't go to any of their games.
I won't go to any of their games.
No. Anyway. Sweet. That's awesome. And I wanted to mention, you said that you are one of the top performing agents on the Stern team. You were voted the top performing agent in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. That was crazy awesome. It was something that I didn't even know was happening. They hadn't reached out to me. It wasn't a promotion of any kind. I didn't pay for anything. I just, at the end of last year, got an email letting me know that this website rated me the number one agent in Salt Lake.
Who sent the email?
The owners of the website.
Okay, so it was rated. Gotcha. Yeah.
And they sent, their team sent me the email letting me know that I was the number one agent on their website. Yeah, it was awesome. It's not paid for. It's not promoted. There's a lot in the real estate world where companies will reach out to us and say, hey, we'll promote you. It will cost you this much. And a lot of agents will do it just to get the exposure and be able to post that they're the top agent for this or whatever, and it's paid for in order to get that status. This wasn't. It was completely a surprise.
That's awesome. Me.
So yeah, it's exciting.
Another very cool milestone.
Yeah.
So we've covered kind of introductions. And I wanted to go into, if you're open, just a little bit of your proof of why choose you over another agent.
Here's what I tell all of the people that I meet with is there is not a magic wand out there. I don't have a magic wand that makes me different or have different access to tools than any other agent. Every agent has the same exact access to tools as any other agent. I'm just the one who uses them. I'm the one who utilizes them through the efforts of our team to be able to give them the higher level of service. And so there's different ways to be able to go out and find new buyers, new listings. There's different ways to find off-market properties. There's different ways to market. Everybody can do what we do. We don't have a magic wand that nobody else has access to. It's just we actually do it.
Yeah, that's so good.
And so all of our clients are always really happy with our processes and our systems that we have in place. They don't feel like we scramble. They don't feel like we're dropping the ball because I have an entire team behind me that supports me. And so I actually just interviewed for a listing yesterday, and it was virtual. They're down in another city. And I asked them, like, what do you know about the Stern team? Why are you interviewing us? What brought you to us? And one of the things he said was, you know, I was really surprised. On Google, you guys have over 1,300 reviews, and they are all 5 stars. I have not found another agent or another team that has that many reviews, and every single one of them are 5 stars.
We do have an incredible amount of 5-star reviews.
Yeah, so that right there just sets us apart, that for the amount of business, we ask every single one of our clients for reviews when we're done. And we're getting 5-star reviews on all of them because of the processes and the systems.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes you see on Yelp or something, even like a really, really good restaurant would be like 4.99, mm-hmm. but we have 5 stars. And I don't think that any amount
anywhere.
Of...
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard to find that. And so that's what sets us apart. We actually do what we say we're going to do, and we do it to a higher level.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Amazing.
So what's great about that is, you know, my business is established, and my clients refer me and talk about me, and so other people know what they're expecting when they interview me. But let's say I'm a brand new agent, right, and you don't have that established business behind you, and you're trying to get going. The great thing is they can lean on our team. They can lean on our brokerage to be able to say, hey, we service at this really high top level, because that agent will also get the same backing that I get.
Totally. Yeah.
And so it helps agents to get a start.
Yeah, definitely. I forgot what I was going to say. I'll just cut this part out. What I wanted to jump into then, the next part, is going to be what can people expect from the podcast.
From the podcast,
topics we're going to talk about.
We want to put out content that's going to be really good for if you're, you know, going to be an agent who wants to get into the industry. I think mm-hmm. we're going to put out some content that just helps educate buyers and sellers on how to look for an agent, how to select an agent, what should agents be doing to provide, And then I'm just going to throw in some random life lessons.
And stories. I want all of your random stories from your 4.5 years of being a real estate agent.
Lots of things with jails and arrests and
pregnancies
and delivering on the day of closing and being in the hospital. And we've done it. We've done it all.
Yeah. Amazing. Don't expect that if you if you hire the Stern team. We won't go to jail.
Actually,
just for fun.
But if it requires, oh, and divorces. I've helped somebody get a divorce.
But if you
it
need
requires it,
it,
I'm your girl.
We'll be there. Well, Steph
I'll be there.
I work in the office.
She'll just record me.
Oh. well, HIPAA or some laws might.
Yeah.
But, yes, I'll be there.
Outside the door.
So, great. Educational content for new agents, trainings, life lessons and stories. Also you said for...
We'll throw in some movie quotes. Like, we'll talk through trainings and things like that that we do as well, which is really fun, you know, to objection handle game the way that we did. And hopefully everybody gets a little bit better at it.
Yeah, I did like that. That was cool. I like the different ways that they incorporate all these different trainings, like speed dating and like passing the ball. It feels like high school when
it
you're
does.
Like making learning fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Making learning fun. Ooh, that's our tagline.
What we're all about here at the Stern,
Stern
team.
Making
learning fun. Jinx.
Buy me a cup.
But sweet. So trainings, stories, and also information for buyers and sellers about market conditions. Maybe we'll cover interest rates at a later date when they're...
Look, when they do something.
When they're doing
I
something.
I mean, they're just hanging out in where they're going to hang out for this year.
And we can talk about them.
And we can talk about
them.
They'll
just be hanging out.
They're going to hang out.
Maybe I'll shed a tear.
There's not going to be a big drop. Sorry.
Clickbait.
Unique.
Interest rates. Big change.
Here's the thing. Just buy the home, Brooke.
I know.
It's not changing.
I'm trying. Steph. I'm trying
drive 25
so
minutes.
Hard to buy. I know the Draper property. I'm trying almost as hard as you guys want me to
You're
buy
not.
A house.
You're not actually.
Anyway.
Okay. We're going to end this.
All right. Cool. So, exciting things to look forward to. Possibly episodes every week or two.
That's the goal.
That's the goal is every week.
Unless I'm busy.
Unless Steph refuses to film with me, which is fine.
Sometimes I got an appointment.
I'm getting
girl.
Over it. I should be the most important appointment, but,
if you buy a house.
Episodes to come. If you have any topics that you want to see discussed by real estate expert Stephanie Rabel.
Fenny.
Oh. What?
You had Steph.
Fenny.
Fenny.
Well, I was like, full name shows more respect.
Oh, okay.
So much respect to you.
That's where we're going back
we're
to?
We're gonna jump back to me yelling at you for the past 5 minutes.
Yep.
Anyway, so if you have any topics that you want to see discussed, send an email or comment, probably comment down below, or send a DM or whatever. However you can get your suggestions to me will work. And we'll try to cover them during our Tuesday filming. Anything else to add?
No, that's a lot of ums.
Thanks for listening. Thank you, Steph.
Have a great day.
Reach out and touch someone.